Yesu yabazibanye bana ba Katonda.
Who is Jesus? Much children of God.
Muriyo mutya mulinyira mukama wafe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Abagoli mutuubire ko.
Bridegroom wait for us.
Mutufu kututisanyulya mwenaye mutuleke tusanyuke.
He did leave us to rejoice.
Tuulira bulungi.
We feel good.
Omanyi fe abaweereza ba Katonda.
You know, we the servants of God.
Tulinga basomesa.
We are like teachers.
Tusomesa ekibinja ekisooka ne kifuluma.
We teach the first group. We graduate it, we wait for another.
Mwebale kusoma ne muyita.
Thank you for studying any
past. Mwebale kuyita ebigezo bya Katonda.
Passing the tests of God.
Mutikidwa leero.
You've been
kusonga z'obufumbo.
In issues of marriage.
Nga muzitambuza ngo kwagala kwa Katonda.
Move them as the will of God.
Naye munange tuli basanyufu.
But we are delighted.
Niwankubadde.
Even though.
Omusomesa alina osanyukanga leero.
A teacher rejoices today.
Naye ate alinda ekibiina ekirala.
Still waits.
Alekayo kusanyu n'aterekayo eddala.
He reserves some joy for another.
Abagenda okujja.
Those to come.
Ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
Glory for the Lord.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Weba zakatonda.
We thank God.
Wakasira karungi katuwadde.
For the good time is given us.
Wakasira kan
in this time.
Abazadde baboluganda bano.
Oh, these brethren.
Tusaba mutubire.
We request you wait for us.
Abazadde
the parents.
Abazadde
the parents.
Abazadde
the parents.
Baboluganda.
Oh, these brethren.
Mubiri.
In the flesh. Let's wait for. We wait for us. We welcome you all. Only we welcome you again. The situation prevailing in the world.
Bible
speaks of it in Matthew 16. That when we see in the whether there is a cloud, we say it is going to rain. But when we see much mist,
and
we say it's going to be sunshine.
So
there's a situation prevailing in the whole world, the situation of coronavirus,
or COVID-19 virus.
Or COVID-19 virus. It
did
not enable us to call all.
Singa kati wabwerwe yekiriyo munda singa
kuchajja now we would have been fitting here
na ye
but
tujukira njobujuliro babiri basatu
we remember that the witness of two or three
ukakatinga
it should be established
kuliba mekalero
how many we
abo Uganda bano
to that witness is brethren
tusukabasatu
we are more than three
kuchibaliza mukambi
we thank God for that
banange tuliba julisi
brethren we witness
tunajuliranga
we shall keep witness
banatubuzanga
when they will ask us
tunagamba abantu abo bayita makuboga mukambi
we shall say those people pass the ways of God
nibaguka makuboga mukambi
and they reach the ways of God
oyita mukubuli ya mukama
pass the way of God
noguka mukubuli ya mukama
reach the way of God the way of God
eliyokulaba omubezi nokuka mukubuli ya mukama yatandika obufumbo
began marriage
Yesu yabaziwe
praise Jesus much
olina kulwalero
this day
tugenda isawo ensonga mbufu
we are going to briefly pass
ensonga tano mbufunzi
five brief issues and points
Yesu yabaziwe
praise Jesus much
tugenda zikwata mbufunzi nyogo budde
handle them in a very brief because of time
ensonga tano
five points
zolino okumanya
that you have to know
kufumbo
about marriage
family ne kanisa
and the church
balancing it
well when they are balanced well
Yesu yabaziwe
praise Jesus much
ensonga tano
five points
zolino okumanya
that you have to know
kufumbo
on marriage
family ne kanisa
and the church
balancing it well
when they are balanced well
Yesu yabaziwe nyo
praise Jesus much
ibintu bino biri bisatu
they are freed this time
tulina ko obufumbo
we have on marriage
tugenda kuba ko ne family
we are going to have family
ate
and
tune kanisa
we have the church
ebintu bino bi balancing abati
three how are they balanced
njogera eri abafumbo
I speak to those getting married
tini njogera eri mu abayingira bagore bafe
you entering our brides
namu abagenda okujja
even you to come
kubanga ebintu bino tumanyo kubitabula tabula
these things at times we mix them
naye njagala mukama atuyambe
but I want God to help us
nakulayo tumanye
we today we know
point tano
five points
oba enso
five points
zolino okumanya
that you have to know
kubufumbo
on marriage
family ne kanisa
and the church
ebili kumizani obulungi
goes on the scales well
abi balancing dwa bulungi
and they are balanced well
esonge soka
the first point
zolino okumanya
you have to know
kubufumbo bwachiti weli abantu bonna
that marriage is honorable to all people
ne kitanda kina kuba chitukufu
and the bed has to be pure
kate chitu chono ne dua
and it is not defiled
Katonda yagamba,
God says that marriage, let it be honorable to all people, brethren, right from our brides, our parents, our friends. Marriage, God is one who commanded it to be honorable. Marriage, it's more honorable than all other things. For if it's not that, we would have birthed engineers, we would have birthed doctors, we would have birthed pastors. Even the cars you say perhaps they're better than it. Bible says we would have made them if you did birth a child to make a car. That is why you see.
That's the
first point we are going to see. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 4, it says like this. Hebrews chapter 14, verses
4.
Let marriage be held in honor by all.
Nechitanda chirongofu.
And the bed be kept pure.
Kubanga bakaba nabenzi Katonda alibasalira omusango.
But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge.
Okufumbiriganwa.
Getting married.
Kubere kwa chitibwe eri abantu.
Let it be honored by all people.
Katonda yadumira.
God is the one who commanded.
Kubanga Katonda achimanyi.
Yeah, God knows it.
Singa tiyateka obufumbo buno.
If he didn't place this marriage,
Munanga nensi tetwandi yazi.
Even this world wouldn't have increased.
Tetwandi za devil nabo oyita bannaggwano.
Wouldn't have birthed all you call giants.
Kivuna Katonda.
That is why God says that before you honor any other thing, let marriage be honored. Even the bed of this marriage, let it prove to be pure all days.
Those
in the book analyze ahead. Our second point, it will be speaking that when we enter marriage, we pass through the word love. Together and the gifts of sex. But I want to tell you, many people, they say that love is blind.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But I don't know how a blind leads you to enter in marriage. Marriage, we enter it, we pass through love and the gift of sex.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I wonder, and I want you to understand, because in the world explains
love,
that love is blind. But I wonder how a blind one leads you to enter marriage. But you think that is right? Others say that this love, he has no color. He's like a chameleon.
And
find him appear this color. Tomorrow he appears another. That's where battles happen in marriage.
And
if love, a chameleon keep changing. You know, you leave your spouse happy and you come back, they are frowning their face.
And
they have no color.
But
indeed, Bible says in the 1st John chapter 8, and it says like this.
First
John chapter 4, verses 8. He that loveth not knows not God. For God is love.
But
if God is love,
it's
the portion he gave us in our lives. God is blind. Other says a big-eyed God. That too is false. He created you in his image. You have two eyes. How I see appear have one big eye. That's the world with deception. The darkness of ignorance. Brethren entering marriage. The one there. You in the marriage, the one coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Anytime you interpret love being blind, you're going to find many problems, for he's going to take you to problems cause he's blind. But love is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Others, we say we pass the way of love
in
the gift of sex. Others say, perhaps this is not a gift. Maybe it's a fight, a battle, committing fornication and desires. It's the way which takes us to marriage. And Him, God say, gave it to us as a gift. Have you ever thought of that? But many have used that gift wrongly. Bible says the gifts of a person, it recommends that person. Me, I know the,
is
the way that gift drove you to get that spouse.
You think that
form of gift pushed you to reach that person? That is a gift. Six others use it wrongly. And they forget God who gave it to them.
Oh,
they do not know that. But we are the new generation with the knowledge of God. And we teach the knowledge of God. Others think that that gift is a fight. You'll give me or not. We are going to see that.
I'm
still listing the points we see. We have little time.
The
third point we are going to be looking at. We are going to see 8 points.
Is it Yamba?
Those which help us to balance our marriage,
family,
and the church. Many people, when we enter marriage, we forget that we have entered there two people. We enter when we are two. Now the problem, involving family in the marriage. I speak the children. Children should not involve in the marriage. Because you birth a child and you put the baby in the midst of the bed and they intervene in the marriage. People don't balance these things.
Another
birth a child, a boy, and they love the son so much more than the wife.
Family
involved two in the marriage, we are finished.
And
birth is a daughter, and they bless them much than the father. And the child has intervened.
Had
to leave the child in the family. you entered there too. Who understands me well? You entered with how many children there? They should not cause confusion. The other, the church.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus much. The other. Church should not intervene in marriage affairs. Because some of you, after you enter marriage,
you
never called your spouse mommy. Never called them daddy. And you find a pastor and the one you call daddy. One lady she came in counseling here. She told me of her separation with the husband. Husband was not born again,
pastor.
But he allowed her go for fellowship. One day he accepted.
All
requested me, I go see your pastor. And took the husband away. The pastor had not yet arrived.
He
gave them seats on the side.
This
woman, when she saw the pastor, she ran
daddy.
Welcome, daddy. And she took the Bible from him.
When
she reached where the husband is,
daddy,
this is my fellow. This one is my fellow. The man stood up. He walked away. She met everything of her packed. The woman, phone man, packed everything of hers.
And
sent her go to her daddy. Whom she embraced to hug the pastor. Whom she welcomes, even gets the Bible from him.
The
husband had never seen that in her.
abange
friends,
wali Yesu nga tano.
There are 5 points which can enlighten
ufumbo,
you in the marriage, family, in the church, those balanced well.
Many
are no more in their marriages because of church. Many are not in
the
marriage because of family, children and friends.
And they
have been in the marriage, confused it. And the woman you birth a child, and you put the child in the middle of the bed. Your spouse you enter with, you push aside. Boundary there. Friends. But these 8 things, people say, we enter marriage as we pass through love. But if love is God, we have the Father. We have the Son, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Love when we enter marriage is not the one who is on the forefront. No. Pastor, you're lying. We've entered by love. How can we reach marriage? Love is not the one on the forefront. Love is very complicated. He has jealous. Anytime you front love, you're going to get complicated problems. When we enter marriage, we front knowledge. Knowing your spouse.
We
want knowledge. You know your spouse what they want, what they don't allow.
What
they look like this, what are they meaning? The second,
care.
Taking care of each other. Complicate the spirit, the heart of self. That one. They want to be handled fragile like eggs. If you front it,
you know,
and many are filled with it.
Hey,
yes. You know, when we enter marriage, love gets to the third position. Because you know your spouse, you take care of
them.
Now this is the love in the middle. Then cometh be in the middle there.
You'll
be able to keep it.
The
fourth.
Because
love is the third position.
No
respect, it feels bad.
Respect
cometh forth.
And
put him in the middle there.
Love
is in the third position. Most people, when they enter marriage, still have their friends they respect so much. You're finished. You're going to cause chaos in love. His jealousy.
I know.
He has those complications.
Expects
the one who should love most for is the love.
If yes.
The most honorable. So you see that your spouses, you've gotten authority. Even parents you put aside. Even pastors you put aside. You have to respect him, for he's the one who's given himself to you. Don't sit in the seat of your husband or your wife.
Respect him.
Usually you put respect aside. I'm passing through them. Others we shall see them finish the 8.
Our
fourth point. It's going to be love at equilibrium. Balanced. Love at equilibrium. I balanced.
Put
love on equilibrium, balance. When they say love at equilibrium, it means
what the thing you do for
marriage.
Everyone
has what they expect in the other, and each expects you to first do it, them to do their part.
For this, love at equilibrium.
Love at equilibrium. Love at the scale means the situation.
Conflicting
influences in there.
One
is the one to be cared for. Bible says, wives submit to your husbands in all words. And again he said, the man love your wife most.
Now,
each one wants their part to be first taken care of. What should we do there? We put it at equilibrium. Do what you should do. Your spouse will do what they should do. You did refuse.
The
Bible says
the
desire of a woman should be to a man. But I told you, bring me the other skirt, you didn't bring it. Now, the privings begin.
First,
go bring my skirt. Then we see what is next. Those is the fights you have in there.
Love
is not at equilibrium.
Everyone
wants to first be
handled
their own things they want first.
That
is very wrong. Do everyone what you should do.
That's
love at equilibrium in the marriage. I'll pass through them briefly. The fifth point. Bible says, do not defile yourselves with men or women. If you want to live with God forever, don't defile yourself with men or women. If you want to live with God forever, in here is where you'll find questions like this. That can I love my spouse madly? You love your spouse. You madly, you get maddened by that love. Those questions spoken out, that loved the spouse, they got mad over them.
Kitufu, so
you can love your spouse, get married to them. The second,
na yenyezo kulaga omwagalo wangi omukwano ogujudde.
That can I show love to my spouse, the full love,
nemufikira omukwano,
and I power love to them. That he loved them so much, he poured love to them. How is that? You think, how is that? Others say that they use parts not right for other functions. And the mouth goes to other parts. Is that right? That there you've gotten loved and you've gotten mad by that, in love with that person.
Any
parts not to do those issues. And use them for those issues. God, what does he speak? God speaks in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses
9.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 9.
Na yoku wandikiro kubyo kwa galanga aboruganda okutumwitaga.
But concerning brotherly love, you need note that I write unto you. For you yourself are taught of God to love one another. You know that. God is the one to teach us how we should love each other. But you think God can tell you to use those parts in another place? That because you've loved, you've supposed got mad in that love. Those have brought curses in the marriage. Because Bible speaks in Revelations chapter
14.
Verses 4, we shall see it. We shall see that ahead. Praise Jesus. He did say that. That those who walked with God, that those who did not defile themselves with women, neither men. Get defiling yourself. Do something not lawful in the laws of God. Something impure, it's not right. Something is dirty, dirty acts.
Those
5 points, if they are balanced well, indeed you can keep the marriage all the time. Praise Jesus much. So as I briefly passed, go back and first explain the first point, that we say that marriage is honorable unto all people, even the bed be kept pure, according to Hebrews 30 verses 4. Let's read. We say
Abebrania esule ye 13 no lunyiriri olwokuna.
Hebrews chapter 13 verses 4.
Okufumbiriganwa kwa kitiibwa eri bonna.
Let marriage be held in honor by all.
N'ekitanda kirongoofu.
And the bed be pure.
Kubanga abakaba n'abenzi Katonda alibasalira omusango.
But fornicators and adulterers God will judge.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Obufumbo.
Marriage.
Busibwengamu ekitiibwa abantu bonna.
Be honored by all people.
Era mu abooluganda abayingidde.
And your brethren is entered there.
Mutuwe ekyokulabirako.
Give us an example.
Mu obufumbo bwamu ekitiibwa.
You honor your marriage.
Abali yo already.
Those already there.
Kaakano ke kaseera.
Right now is the time to change it. You've not been honoring your marriage. Our parents, we request them to honor it more.
Their
marriage, even ours, which is been done. In this season, parents usually value materials. And they do not value marriage. They say, if you don't bring this and this,
you're
going to get married to our child. You keep being there. But you don't ask yourself, this child, how do they survive? For God wants marriage be honored.
The
bed be kept pure. But if you
leave
them not married, how many beds are they going to get?
They
should have one bed of their husband or of their wife. But if
you
think they don't get married, how many beds are they going to be with? As if you've given them out to commit fornication. Because remember, I told you, this person, they have a gift, the gift of sex. Given them, it reaches, it grows. They have love within themselves. You think, how are they to use it if it's not in marriage? Many people, we've honored material things. Those our children that can give in the homes they have been
born.
And we forget to enter marriage, which caused these children to have many beds which are not pure. Those they have slept on with different people.
So
I request all you, our hearers, marriage to be honored to all people, as the command of God is. Praise Jesus
much.
But you expect, why do we enter marriage? Some reasons in the midst of this point. Why do you think we enter marriage? God gives reasons why we enter marriage. The reason is to fight fornication.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Fighting fornication.
Yes,
it's the main point upon which he
best to
say marriage to be honored by all people. To hinder fornication. To fight fornication in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Fornication is any sex which is not in the marriage. Spouse God's given you. Whether you've done it, with your spouse, all you've done is called fornication. You know, if I someone say, I did go with any person, but I was there by myself and I was doing things to myself. That too is fornication. Me, I bought my artificial organs in the city. I was with a robot. You know, they made robots. These days you marry or get married to it. But when God said, he said, created man and woman with one flesh.
See, omukazi ne robot, owo musajja ne robot.
Not man with robot or woman with robots. Let's read here in the First Corinthians chapter 7. Verses 1 to 2.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
1 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 1.
Naye ku ebyo bye mwampandiikira. Naye ku ebyo bye mwampandiikira. Kirungi omusajja obutakwatanga ku mukazi.
Now concerning the things of which you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Naye olw'obwenzi.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication.
Buli musajja abeerenga ne mukazi we ye.
Let every man have his own wife.
Na buli mukazi abeerenga ne musajja we ye.
Let every woman have her own husband.
Bulidde.
Have you heard?
Tokirizibwa kukwatako.
You're not allowed to even touch.
Katunafuna mungu.
When you not,
Katunda guwakuwanti yo.
Goodness post, God is giving you rightful.
Iwe tudda mwase.
When we go out in the world.
Wakwata. Tuwakwata.
You didn't touch.
Pakango ufunye gwonya.
Till you got in the spouse.
Katulukuba na bazadde tebatu yamba.
Those parents who never helped us.
Amavunane mungu.
Let me accuse you at this time.
Mwenye nyinyi mwaitaje twai.
You yourself passed the phases we are passing.
Mwenye nyinyi mtendira kwetu itamu.
You know every step we are passing.
Nenda kuza mwana mubuzo wangu.
But this is your total son asked you my son.
Isaize yoli munajiri
mungu. That phase you are in I was there before.
Ukora bichi.
What are you doing there?
Omuyambe ko mteka ngiro
ofu. Prepare them.
Oreka moreko.
You just leave them like
that. Ngugamba byansonyi.
You said shameful.
Ati ajja kukolera ensonyi bulungi.
Now they
bazali bwat.
Get shameful where they are getting back.
Mama obirabi.
They have come pregnant.
Tato obirabi.
Father you've seen it.
Owe waromu bulire kitufu omulage kubo.
Tell them the right, show them the way.
Yena ali kulaganda yali nyonyeresha.
And they show you the way they sorted themselves.
Umbe yaita mkubo chama.
Yeah, they pass the wrong way.
So to kirizi kwa kuata mtu mungeri yona.
Touch a person in any way.
Kwa hata gane vyo kuingira mbiyo kwega dana.
Concerning entering things of sex.
Nasimu kama siya ganto na mkazi.
Lord God say this your wife.
Era na gama nturo kuwani sobu enzi.
Instead of fight fornication.
Buli musajja.
Every man.
Tugambye buli mwana.
You don't say every child.
Tugambye buli musajja.
You say every man.
Mubo chari mwana.
He's still a child.
Umulenzi,
a boy,
umuwala,
a girl,
ukuba ku myaka 10 na meka,
right,
from
17 years below.
Chikugo bagambi ofune.
Not you, they have told you get someone.
Bagambi urukwe warowe.
They have said to avoid fornication. Everyone will become a man.
Ubumu kazi.
Or a woman.
Afune munne.
They get a spouse.
Kuwaniso obwenzi.
We fight fornication.
Iranja garuba kutira
bo Uganda. I want to emphasize you brethren.
Achenge.
It's touching.
Ani
violet.
Uri ya chuse da sija.
And she even changed, you cannot even realize her.
Amen no much.
Look at mercy.
Madenja mujukira. Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Ama Tina.
Look at Tina.
Ah, abakungu buli boso ngaka erinya yekanga. Amulira wano.
They feel them in the hearts.
Banange tugenze mukulwani sachi.
Going to fight fornication.
Tokiriza mwagarwa osiranga alina oluyonta yotelezo lutategereke.
Remain.
Runonyereze nako.
For even the first thing is still there.
Kubanga tugenze kulutalo.
Gone on the fight.
Ensima mazo jijuza sex appetizers.
They are already filled with sex appetizers.
Ebintu ebisenda senda okuyingira mbiko rwebi.
Seduce you in
abakazi bambala buno.
Women clothe things short like this. You think others put even
clothes?
They put a blouse
in
and ends here. And they forget a skirt walk.
Now
you see, you close a blouse
here.
That this is a dress. A dress short to this size. It has a blouse here.
Sex appetizer.
Sex appetizer. The songs they speak
vulgar.
Expose their privacies.
Little wireless robot.
Do they brought robots?
Dummies.
Dummies.
They
put dresses on. They keep themselves like that.
They are
put there.
Hey. But then they were. About Uganda.
Brethren.
Tori na ngeri ya kulwanisa bwenzi.
No way fight fornication the right way.
Okujja konga tuwagira obufungo.
Except we support marriage.
Kubanga ne bwone egumya gumya.
Boy you will try to pretend.
Nze manye chijo kuzukusaya iyo
kule bitasana. I know what will awake you right there from this zone.
Wale wechira bo choli na atachikula.
There is a gift you have, it's growing. Now we here in full knowledge. Marriage, we honor it so much. That's why they enter, you say, what are people? There are five couples. The next group, they will be 10 like.
Fight
fornication.
In
the fight to see this marriage enter there.
And
do not commit adultery with another person. Teach you all how they will be, that you can establish strength in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
The other in that issue, in the Lord,
yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus, the man is not accepted to be there by himself. Even a woman, she's not allowed to be alone. You are not allowed in the Lord. In some, if not yet entered, in the Lord, if you get totally saved, if you become a real child of God, you are not accepted.
If
you just get married, remain by yourself there. We know what will follow. Pretend small, but I know I speak them out. I know it.
Wait,
be alone, what you will do next. They're going to just pull your ears and take you.
They
will find the gift is raised high.
I speak
this gift of sex. And it is high. If it's not that,
I want to
put a camera, you don't know. In the beds of the singles, you see what they struggle by themselves. What? You fight a gift? You need to get married.
Don't
accept it in the Lord. The Father himself first said,
it's
not good for man to be alone. Yes. Genesis chapter
2,
verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a suitable helper. Yes. He said, friends, this man and this woman, when
we
say, let's make man in our image, man and woman,
he said,
it's not good. You think it based on what? He had given love, put it in the heart. And he put there even a gift. The gift of sex. He knows the gift grows. He said,
I
know. When it will, and they are alone, what will follow next, I know it. I don't allow that, I refuse it.
It's
not good, you be alone. Now this one chases the one who chases the spouse. Yes. Ask, will they be able to survive by themselves? Head of correcting mistakes, they chase them. If we hear you chasing, we know either you have or you're going to seek for another.
The
main reason why you've chased, for there are two, adultery. Adultery of departing from the Lord,
and his
parts from the Lord worships Satan.
No, adultery
they have caught with another man or woman.
But
they did think not right. Bring them in the church, we cancel them. You take them to parents. You want to just chase? We know you will not survive alone. And when you begin to chase, we know fornication, adultery is beginning. Most even who chase, yet they are on the same bed. When they bring your hand, they tap them like that. I chased you. In the heart, not there. You just remade me as an image here. That's why some images, they cane them for they don't feel pain.
You made
to be as an image here, they get a cane. That it beat that image there. People who appear
like
images, they are night dancers. 1 Corinthians 11:11 speaks of that issue like this.
Era naye omukazi tabeerawo awatali musajja. Era omusajja tabeerawo awatali mukazi.
Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man. In the Lord.
And
if you decided to believe God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, and not accepted to be alone, you have to get a spouse. If you get a holy church, never allow people inside there, they don't get married, neither marry.
They're
not searched for a
way
of the word of God to keep them in the marriage. For we can stop abusing. Someone stops all other manners.
But
character of loving his spouse.
I would
ask some people here, and you are aged in years. Whether you go tired, you know more what that. Those who got saved, those parts, they don't get saved for not marrying. They get saved for getting one spouse. If you ignore them that you got saved, you're going to see fallings repetitively in the Lord Jesus, in salvation, in the living God. You're not allowed to be alone. For what can follow when you are alone? There are the many. If God has cut it off, He said,
you are not
a man or woman be there alone.
When
He said to fight fornication, everyone get a spouse. Through criteria in the scriptures. Today it's not what we are on. Praise Jesus much. Move on
and
explain more in the second point. We say we enter marriage through two things. We pass through love and the gift of sex. Praise Jesus much. But as we quote explained, others say, love is blind. And others say that love is colorless. It changes color so much. It's like a chameleon. It changes color.
Tell
we have to take away those definitions today. As we interpreted them, that love is blind, yet led us to enter in marriage. If he's blind, you think he reached you on the rightful person? If he's blind,
it
reached on the rightful person.
He
take you in the pits of darkness, of problems. Had the definition of love being blind,
it's
made you fall in many problems. When you gave him definition that he is colorless, he had to keep changing.
That's
why marriages, battles never cease to be there.
For
the one who entered you there, he attached on a wrong definition. But we understand well that God is love. And it means He went ahead. He got from Himself. He gave us a portion. According to 1 John chapter 4, verse 8.
1 John 4:8. Atayagala tategeera Katonda.
He that loveth not knows not God.
Kubanga Katonda kwagala.
For God is love. Yes.
Abooluganda ekintu ekyo tuwogera bulijjo.
That thing we always speak.
Mpulira okwagala, mpulira omukwano.
Love.
Ekintu ekyo owulira ye Katonda.
That thing you feel is God.
Wabula ekizibu definition gye wakiteekako ku nsi nkyamu.
problem definition you attach to the world is wrong. For God, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, created us in his image, even his likeness. We have eyes. Are they not two? You say love is blind and that is God. Love sees. Love is God. That's the portion you have within you. And because it's God,
because
he manifests the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Love appears within the Father. That is called our Father. Love the one called the Son. Second time in dying for us.
He's
the one who appears in his mothers.
Love
called the Holy Spirit the Comforter.
Who
comes to help in our weakness. One who appears in the children and the friends.
But
when they birth them, they begin their help. Even the friends help you.
Bible,
that's why Bible says, if you're entering the family of the Father, you pass through the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 28, verses 19, he speaks saying like this. Matthew 28 verses 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, make all nations disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
Love
who is God, he appears in the Father, he appears in the Son, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now I want the men
to
understand what you're going to be in the family. You're going to demonstrate love called the Father.
And it's
good you research of him in the Holy Scriptures. See how does he conduct himself as the Father to us. Now you, my sister, now you're going to demonstrate love called Christ, Jesus, the Son of God.
You birthed
the second time in dying for us. That's why you called mother.
Ask
who will be God as the second time. After research of the Lord Jesus our Master, the way he conducts himself, that you can carry yourself like that.
Then
teach the children and the friends conduct themselves as love called the Holy Spirit. The ever present help in the time of trouble. And as we birth children together with friends, help us in different things.
So what do we not together even to kwatagana kulava?
That's how we have to understand things concerning love. It drive us to enter marriage. The other in this love, the woman in the heart of the man, she's a queen there. On her throne, which is nearly to the throne of God in the heart. And that's why you see, if a woman angers or does something wrong on this
left,
down the left side, you feel pain. And what surprised most? The woman. She's in the heart of the man. As queen in on the throne, nearing to God. Now this man, he's a king. And he sits on the throne, nearing the throne of the King of Kings. In the heart of a woman, that's why pain comes in the heart of someone. When their spouse has angered them, they will feel pain in their hearts. Why not pains in the hands? Why not the legs? I feel pain in the hearts. My husband spoke this to me. That's why you see, God, because his love,
is
upon our hearts knocking to enter there. Has his throne inside your heart.
omubezi gwakuwa amukolerayo namulondo okumulirana
house give you make them a throne nearing him
natula mutima omu
inside that heart
nibabera yaba
in there two there
both
on the throne. Let's first read it here, you see. Revelation 3, verses 20. Revelation chapter 3, verses
20.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and I will eat with him and he with me. Have you heard what happens? God says, stands on the door. But the door is that of the heart. For in Romans 10, verses 12, man believes with their heart, be given righteousness, confess with the mouth, be saved.
But
if God knocks on the door, he knocks that of your heart.
Open
it, he enters to sit there. Begin to share with him.
It
happens when the spouse God gives you.
Because
they pass the way of love and it's God. He
puts
them on his throne in the heart. That's why when they cause and you feel the heart and you feel a hormone in the heart. Others say the pressure is raising.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Man.
In the Song of Song chapter 5, verse 2, he speaks like this.
Oluyimba esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Song of Songs chapter 5 verses 2.
Nali nebase naye omutima gwange egagulaba.
I sleep but my heart wakes.
Yeddoboozi lya muganzi wange akoona ng'ayogera nti
it's the voice of my beloved that knocks, saying,
Nzigulira,
open to me,
mwenyinaze,
my sister,
mwenjagala,
my love,
ejibali yange,
my dove,
owange ataliko bala,
my perfect one.
Umutima gwali gukola ki?
The heart was awake.
Namulondo yuba jiteekawo.
The throne is put there.
Era mwangalwa obwakonkona.
Your spouse knocks.
Akonkonawo.
They knock right there. If they dare enter there,
no
matter what the parents do, separate you.
How long
you think, when does God join you, be one flesh? You spread slowly. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2.
Nari nebase, nayo mutima gwange ngagulaba.
I sleep, but my heart wakes. I sleep. The heart is awake.
But
this person of this shape, this size, that perhaps is mine. This one who moves, shake you the bums like that. Maybe this one tall like this. Maybe this one with the eyes. Awake when you go to bed.
The
person has to sit, it remains awake looking. Yes, you listen well. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verses 2. The voice of my beloved, the what makes him awake. He let this one who has to speak, propose to me.
He
has to speak. And if they don't propose, you say, me which cast do I have, they don't propose to me. Even an ugly one even? For the throne God pulled there. This man has come sit there. And you get a queen there. You know, I have a queen. You give me that thing.
Okay.
I want to show you where she sits. This is serious.
Let me.
We are in practicals.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. She sits right here on this left side, nearing the throne of God. I see you near here. Now, this is my queen. She sits on her throne. Inside the heart, nearing the throne of God.
This is. Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. Why do you feel pains in the heart? You have a king of kings, a chain. That one. The king of kings. The king of kings, God inside your hearts.
If you lift
others, you lift us. The king. Now you serve. You go to next queen. You must stand up, we see you. All you brothers, you stand.
Each
gotten their queen. Now has gotten their king. Have you seen them? You
wave
to them. You call. Any other queen except this one?
I have
no other king except this one. Except the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. You can sit down. You finish that verse. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verses 2. I sleep, but my heart wakes. It's the voice of my beloved that knocks, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. That is a queen. Inside the heart on the throne.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus much. The Bible says, Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6. And it says like this. Song of Song, chapter 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon your heart.
Jesus.
All the heart is
sealed.
No one else. Let me show you where you've sat. Let me see those married here. Yes, you are married. How long did you know your spouse where they are seated?
You
pains in the heart.
Wanji,
are we together? You've gotten a seal in the heart. The throne is
about
first, those, you try to hiss, tell them someone is already there.
Yes, we must wait.
Praise Jesus.
So for
you first finish that verse. Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse
6.
Set me as a seal upon your heart. As a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. They two pass together with love.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. But in the Psalms 45, verses 9, he moves on to say like this. Psalms chapter 45, verses
9.
King's daughters were among your honorable women. At your right hand did stand the queen in the gold of Ophir. Yes. Stands where? Sits where? right hand. So you hold the hand of evangelist Topaz. You stand up. Right hand. Right. Where is the right? Show them that this one seated is on the right. The queen. You make her stand up. That's one. Understand where she is. You feel pain there. So perhaps she has a problem or there's something you've done to her.
It's
not fulfilled or she's not fulfilled. You two like that. You hold in your right hand. Where is that? That is right there. You sit down. Maybe you two have understood.
Even
those who did know that, that spouse sits there. And the queen and the other king. There are some things in the world and they are not known. Here as we give
the God through
light of the
world,
all those he reveals them. I want to tell you one thing. You know why Bible says, you woman, you honor your husband as you honor Christ. You know why? They are on the thrones daring each other. It's so terrifying. You kneel before the throne of Jesus. And you go to that of the man. You stand like that.
Yes,
Jesus may see that he wonders. He say, wondering. See you, man. How you go on the throne
of
the Father is, and you kneel down and you speak with your wife. Yo, you back at her. God wonders you, son. You are hypocrite. You don't know this near as my throne. A woman and a man,
they
have clothed as God in honor. For you see, the hearty woman,
on the throne,
yeah, God, you clothed miniskirts. Go ask, how does God clothe? That this one can sit near unto her in the heart. Many are in the marriage. They have never entered in the hearts. Things happen. I may not finish all these points. At least those who would have heard it, you prove that. Bible says in Ephesians 5, verse 21 to 22, and it says like this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Verse
22.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Yes. You see that Christ Jesus is
sitting
as King of Kings in your hearts. This husband sits in the heart of a woman as her king. Now it is so terrifying, you give and honor Christ. And then you despise this husband. You man, you say you honor God. And you despise their wife. Both are near on the throne.
And
go in the depth in the things of love and marriage. Leave alone stories we speak in the world, they love each other. They are in marriage. But you call them, explain them, they don't understand them. Apostle, you claim you are wise. Is it you alone who understand
them?
I wasn't wise except the word of God had given me wisdom. praise Jesus much.
So what
there are those who ask a question. In the midst as we enter marriage, we pass through love and the gift of sex. But how can I commit love which is perfected just as God is? To be able to fulfill love perfected as God is, you're going to do some of the things. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 30, the verse 4, tells you these are what concerned love. This is how God moves as love. First Corinthians chapter 14 verses 4. Love is patience. Love is kind. Now you hear those things, you have to read their
own.
If you will perfect love, it is patience. If you're not ready to be patient, to see that mistake the wife has, whether it changes, or the man, the mistake has to change, and to want to get Mr. Perfect or Miss Perfect, you did come within love, who is God? For his patience, you see the person changes. The person becomes just as he wants
no
them. Even instructing this person. Even to persuade them become that the one.
When
you see your wife, some things are not as you want them. But you can buy a gift, go instruct them when you've come
down.
Persuade them to instruct them. But it's coming. And you begin to speak the things
about you.
You go to your auntie, speak such things. If you read finish the love, many are there, it's patient. It's kind. First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4. Love is patient. It is kind. It's kind. If you'll not be able to
your
spouse the mistake they have done, and you say, I just go. You leave here my children. You bath them by yourself.
Love is not definition. Is
love has many definitions. They are right there. I'll not finish them because of time. If you want to have perfect love in your marriage,
get
definitions, read them. You have love just as God is. The problem we have is one. The light of the word is gone reducing in the church. And the word exceedingly increased. Yet, as we are to help as the church, that we bring the guidance of God. But the situation has not been like that. The chance God's given it to us. We've begun with you. Praise Jesus much.
So
the way of love taking us to marriage, spoke of it like that in the break. Let's speak of the second way, of the gift of sex. Praise Jesus much. Many people think, and these days, our parents tell us, that is sugar. Now the boy is paper or what? The boy is a paper. And you teach that girl child that gift you price it for sugar is priced. You always measure, give this one. Comes the shop, they keep come buy from there.
There's
the girl growing his sugar. But I want to tell you, that thing, you call it sex. Sex. It's not just a mere thing, but it's a gift. God gives it in our bodies. We can't grow with it. Reach a time it's matured. has to make you happy in the rightful ways of marriage. God has given us the things we do under the sun. He said, rejoice with the wife of your youth. Joy ends in there. Those who say it ends in money. Now, people with your money don't marry, we see. Now the women divorce because of poverty. And she reached there. And she begins to hunt around. I want one to marry. Who, a woman?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. So in the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, speaks of that issue as a gift. First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7. First Corinthians chapter 7, verse
7.
For I would that all men were even as myself. But every man has his proper gift of gold. Apostle Paul, he reached the time God helped him. And his gift had been withdrawn from him. Love of a woman. He said, you cannot all be like me. Everyone was given this gift and it's measured. Brethren, this is not a fight. Teacher Robert,
you've
not gone in a fight with teacher Esther. And you chase like a hen. They gave you a gift. Itself, it recommends you. And if you are in the good life, many times you don't give me sugar. It just recommends you. You find it's automatic into it.
Yes.
Bible say what in Proverbs? Proverbs 18, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. A man's gift makes room for him. And it brings him before great men. Yes. Don't you see even this one? The other gift we've spoken of sex. It made room for you now that they appeared. You think how did they reach be there?
But is the name you
have seen? I get surprised of homosexuals. How does it make room for you to take you in the baths?
The thing
was given as a gift. I want you when you enter you have my gift. Connect them, we can love each other. Don't make fights, it's a gift God freely gave us. Don't just scratch as if it's not.
God gives
you a gift and the box sealed, you fight with it. The gift is opened gently. Gently. And do not reach there. And you think you've entered a fight. Don't fight. Gift God gave it freely.
It's one of
what made room for you met your spouse. You think what drove you? Let's come to reality.
That
gift made room for you. Look at
teacher
Vincent.
teacher
Violet.
Teacher Violet.
Before the priests, are they at the behind? They are not at the back. In the forefront.
mwenno mutuddeyo oba oli taata oba oli antuule ekirabo kyabaseguliza kibatuuziza mu maaso
g'abalami
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Can we read together again?
Hope we are together.
There are those
who say perhaps we keep on studying. Maybe the other ways we shall handle tomorrow.
No. We made
preparations to end today.
Yes, you have
seen. Praise Jesus.
So, our Uganda.
So, brethren, that is a gift. It makes room for us. But in all, in the Matthew 19, you will read it. Verse 10 to 12. They explain of this gift. There are those born without it.
Don't
feel that they should go with any spouse. In their house, who are circumcised by people.
Began
to understand the gift where it goes. If you made an
illness,
they've cut it off. Now you retained love
with
the heart. Feel you have married or gone married.
But you have
no gift down there. Now there are those who take that gift from themselves. Those who baptize themselves for the sake of the kingdom.
In the God,
doctors, they say, you may inject, kill my feelings. I
feel
gift arising. This gift with love, they grow together. It grows.
Even
that young child you've birthed, they have it. But it has years, it reaches, it's matured.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So Bible, gamba,
so Bible says, Song of Song chapter 2, verse
7,
it speaks like this. Song of Songs chapter 2, verse
7.
I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem.
Mulemo okugolokosa newankubadde okuzuukusa okwagala okutuusa we kunaayagalira.
By the gazelles and by the hinds of the field that you stir not up nor awake love till it pleases. Yes.
Mulimu bazadde baffe mu byobuwangwa.
There are some of our parents in those norms of culture. They went in a bush.
They
got to stir up love.
Omwana gwe baliko wa myaka 10
ne. They take them in the bush. They have gone on the gift down there. And their trouble stirring up their love. The world is
put
away those which stir you up. Watch
of
our daughters, sons and daughters. In the years this gift can grow. Ask them how do you feel in the heart. You feel you begun to desire someone. How are the parts treating you? Because we never knew each other. We left things hanging in space. Now you see. Ever since it grew, it's been troubling you. When it grows though you've not awakened it.
Yes, you
praise
been.
Jesus.
Nimbiona,
but in all, that gift when it grows,
Baba kugamba,
they tell you that your fountains should flow. It connects on your entire body. You have to have your one wife
and
your one husband. That this gift should flow always. According to those in the Proverbs 5, starting from verse 15. Let us read, we see. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 15. Drink waters out of your own cistern. And running waters out of your own well. Verse 16. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the streets? Verse 17. Let them be only for your own. Not for strangers with you. Verse 18. Let your fountain be blessed. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. All long they spoke of you. You got married to them. Even you entered there. You drink from one well. Your fountains
flow.
When you feel it, God is giving you your well. Go on your well, you alone. Drink from your well, you alone. Not with a stranger.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
rest we shall speak of. But that gift when it grows, connects to the entire body. Those fountains do not flow well. People feel they are not settled. They get confusions and fights with their spouses. But they have a gift they are fighting with, which grown fountains have to flow. So let's summarize the other points because we passed through them.
Because
time which left us, yet we want to go into another session. But I want to speak of these 8 points which help us balance the marriage,
family,
the family, and the church.
The
things of unbalanced scales, God hated them. According to Proverbs 20, to verse 23, and he speaks like this. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 23. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord. And the false balance is not good.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Unbalanced weights they are an abomination to God. Measurement not balanced, they are detestable. Now you have to learn balanced marriage,
family,
the family, and the church. As I first told you, that we enter marriage when we are two.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. When we birth a child, the family has begun. But what surprise? Many times when we birth a child, and you put them in the middle within the bed between you, and they separate the marriage and the fights begin. And there is no even agreeing upon it. Others, and the mother loves the daughter much, and they abandon their husband, even the much love and care they were giving them before, and they cut it because of this child born, and they birth a son, and the father loves him much,
and
most of his love crossed onto the son. What caused them begin to have confusions in the marriage? So love and family, they need to be understood. Now you've entered marriage. What follows? We get to family. Don't involve family in the marriage.
Shouldn't
a born child which come intervene you in the two?
Family.
The family, we sit plan for it, we as the married.
So see you kubanga yetu tesiza.
And not it driving us. The other. Let church remain to be church. Don't get the honor of your husband or your wife. And you give it to pastors. It remains there.
And
the husband remains husband, even that wife remains your wife. But we were told that though we enter on the marriage, we pass through that known as love. But because we saw love, he appears the father, he appears in the fathers. He appears as the son of the Lord Jesus, and he begot as the second time, and he appears in the mother. He appears the Holy Spirit. peace. The ever-present in time of trouble. Our help in weakness.
He's
the one who appears in the children, the Holy Spirit, in the friends. But when we reach marriage, I told you love should not be on the forefront. Always front to know each other. You know your spouse. Likes and dislikes. The rightful rich are like of the Bible. You agree upon them to fulfilling them. The wrongs which are not of the scriptures, those decide agree to leave them. Praise Jesus. Bible says on the issue of knowing each other, that even Adam and Eve, that's what they began with in Genesis chapter 4 from verse 1. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1.
Adamu namanya Kawa mukaziwe.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife.
Nabeera olubuto. Nazala Kaini. Nayogera nti mpeeredde omusajja eri Mukama.
And she conceived and bore
Adamu,
Cain. Adam
namanya Kawa
mukaziwe. He knew Eve, his wife.
Lwaki tebagamba?
Why did they not say and he slept with his wife? He first knew.
Adam.
Remember Adam? No one had ever told them they give birth like this. But they took time each to know their spouse. They saw the situations which overtake them. That's why they ended entering in the act of marriage to get a child. Bible used a language he knew her. You know your spouse. Most marriages fail us for not knowing each other. You don't know your spouse. You don't know likes and dislikes. Now you expect the love you say you've entered in. Now is it going to survive? When we enter marriage, we take love from the first place and we bring in their knowledge. What is to destroy all concern love? It's not knowing your spouse.
Bible
says Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
All
through marriage we've gotten problems for lacking knowledge, mostly not knowing your spouse. When it speaks of marriage, speaks of revelation. According to Proverbs 28, verses 18, that without revelation, people are destroyed.
Not
to know your spouse. You sit, ask him even.
Pass
your criteria, take time, know each other. Praise Jesus. You reach on your spouse. Look how your spouse looks in that angle. And you begin to
look. Yet
they are indicating something. They pass their thinking and you say. And you don't know that when they sing. Now they are going, you have to follow. You begin to say they pass when they are singing. You just mock them. Now see, after you get knowledge,
the
point is care.
You're
going to give them care enough. That's the second pillar. Helps us balance marriage,
family,
and the church. You take care of your spouse. This time perhaps they want this. They don't want music. What do they want? Many times don't mind that. We just know we entered marriage, it was finished. But Bible speaks in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10 to 12 and speaks of taking care in this way. Proverbs chapter 24 verses
10.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Verses
11.
Deliver those that are drawn towards death. Hold back those that are stumbling to the slaughter. Verses 12.
Bonayo geranga tiraba. Tiraba. Tetuama nyechino.
If you say, behold, we knew it not, does not he that weighs the heart consider it? And he that keeps your soul, does he not know it? Now, you first pause there. He
said
you are there to help. Well, they have given you help. Don't help them in that they want.
You
take care of them in that they need. When you speak, you don't know, you think the one who weighs hearts, he does not know that. That's why we began about this. You have to know. If you will know,
it will
be easy for you to take care. Most we just look to each other in there. Everyone search themselves how they are to live in the marriage. As I summarize, love cometh in the third place. For first of all, love we told you in the things concerning it.
Love
jealousy needs to be taken care of.
It
needs to be known. For you are
very
much. Why does he not understand me? You don't see that. That's why we put him first.
If
we first knew, put in care,
jealousy.
You first read there as we quickly pass through. 1 Corinthians 14:4. First Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. You go slow. Read 1:1. It's patient.
He
first gets patient, see, let me see what you do tomorrow. And I come down, sit here. And it doesn't come, we sit together.
Yet,
doesn't know when you sit down there. You read the second. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. It is kind. Love envies not. Love does not lift up itself. It does not puff up. 5.
It
does not behave itself rudely. Seeks not her own.
Tekunyiga.
It's not easily provoked.
Tekusiba bubi kumoyo.
Keeps no record of evil. 6.
Tekusanyukira bitalibya butukiri.
Rejoice not in iniquity.
Naye kusanyukira wamu namazima.
But rejoices in the truth. 7.
Kugumikiriza byonna.
It bears all things.
Kukiriza byonna.
Believes all things.
Kusubira byonna.
Hopes all things.
Kuzibikiriza byonna.
Endures all things. 8.
Okwagala tekugwawo emirembe gyonna.
Love never fails.
Kugumikiriza. Kusubira.
It does this, expect another.
Now we know kola kirala.
You do different.
Entondo nezijja.
The complications come.
So tukuteka wakati.
So we put in the midst there.
Ni to later respect in
the respect in the fourth place.
Anangiti mwirabiru kwe respect.
Do not forget get respect each other.
But we get respect.
When we speak of respect.
We respecting amuno ye muntu asingo yimusa.
You respect your spouse as the most person you lift up.
Chantiso kuyimusa mikwano jo mukasera.
So usinga
mukazi wo.
Lift your friends more than your wife. Or your husband.
Respect.
Respect. You respect yourself. You exalt your spouse. You always see them. As the language today says.
The
Bible says.
Ephesians 11:13.
And it says like this.
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ.
N'omutwe gw'omukazi ye musajja.
And the head of the woman is the man.
N'omutwe gwa Kristo ye Katonda.
And the head of Christ is God. Friends, these are not yet God now. They move like this.
Katonda wa kitafu waguru wa Kristo.
God the Father is above Christ.
Kristo waguru wa musajja.
Christ is above the man.
Musajja waguru wa mukazi.
The man is above the woman. If you want to go beyond there, the man, you woman, to be above him, you would have despised him, no more respecting him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
to honor each other, respect each other, it's so important in keeping love. Praise Jesus much. To maintain it when it's perfected well. To be able to have a good family. To be holy within the church.
The
Bible speaks in Ephesians 5, verse 23. And it says like this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church. Friends, we've brought this under respecting each other. The man from the position is to be as the head. But if you know you're a man and the head, it's this one.
Now you have
the ears to see the eyes, see where we
going.
Speaking meaningful words mostly should be with you. No, the greatest part remaining is the woman and the children. You two head, you don't live by yourself.
They are so
important, the hearts to
be.
When in trouble, you feel the head no more functions well.
So
we respect power.
No,
I am the head above here. But I've stood those who put me above. It's the remaining part down. Woman, the children, and the friends. The woman takes portion from the neck to the feet.
Stood
well where she moves from up to down there.
And
children and the friends put your grounds.
Then you
know your family strengthened has
softness.
Your friends.
They
are meaningful.
And
if you claim I'm the head here. You are up, you think you're up there alone. You're finished.
Then
first Peter tell you this on that issue. Second Peter chapter
3. Peter, ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
Peter, ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
Bwe mutyo abasajja muberenga n'abakazi bammwe n'okumanya.
Likewise, you husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge.
Nga busangamu ekitiibwa omukazi.
Giving honor unto wives as unto weak vessels. Yes, when they say wives submit to husbands, we thought we shall not honor them. We don't respect them. We have to respect them. When we shall both respect each other, we can live long in marriage till we've gone home back in heaven. Friends, time is up. Time is up. But at least let me finish this issue. The fifth point.
Friends. The in marriage.
Position of friends in marriage. Friends, what is their limits in this marriage? Where do they end? No, now you see. Sister Tina. Now she's been having friends.
Best friend
that
is
their best friends.
They
are not your best friends anymore.
Best friend.
Your best friend is that, your husband. Are we together?
Friends
have remained friends flat. Friends. That's why the other is not the best man. You both stand up. Who is the best man among those?
Kawasa.
The bride.
the best man.
The groom?
Or the next man.
He's a groom, the other is the next man. He's the one coming next. He tries to enter marriage. How dare you come marry them come?
Best man.
That the one who escorted him is the best man.
Now
this one now became what? Huh?
Bad man.
Bad man.
Some
things are overturned. Now what is this? What's the limit of friends in the marriage?
They no more
make phone calls beyond the time you've agreed upon. It's ended. You'll be receiving them at the midnight. The phone calls of friends end at what time? This will be finding.
Sister Cheng.
The brother is touching. There is no more allowed to do that.
Friends
have been limited. Don't chase them. But they have a limit. Friends, the names you call them, they have ended. Those who were dears, they are no more dear. You have one dear now.
Dears,
they find on the phone you
are
your friend. My dear, with a friend. Your spouse will hear on the phone. And love is sat on the heart to break.
Friends,
do not
need
me to end speak with them how you call them.
You know, my dear.
But then I'm here with my husband. Those words end.
Call
them or the other what you know them they are.
Some things
are brought jealousy, but people don't know. You find them on the phone. And they are all soft on the phone. Teacher Robert, they have called him. Teacher Cheng is watching. He's on the phone.
Sister.
I've been saying now.
Friend,
don't get annoyed.
Friend,
I don't know how to get to me. You know, friend, don't speak that to
this
apostle or not. I don't want to anger you. That
you have
the voice will be soft on only one person.
Ask them
a normal voice. Don't change it even. You find on the phone.
Bambi.
Friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you're talking down.
Don't just speak that again. Now you draw the phone call of one person.
Hello, Topaz.
Hello, Topaz. All the things you
say,
they have confused people.
Speaks of
Hosea 3:1. Speaks of that issue like this. Of the limit of friends as we enter marriage. Hosea chapter 3, verses 1. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet. Love a woman beloved of her lover.
She had.
Now you
can't
love her, get her from those friends.
You
take her from friends.
When you become the best.
You become the best.
Best friend.
The best friends.
All
the rest you cut them off. In this you gave us time, it's ended.
We shall always,
you know, I'm on time, my spouse is waiting for me. You first let me. My wife is calling me. Let me come. Everything is cut off.
We
give
it
some care, let's go.
Time
of those people, what you remain to give them much of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So as we finish, the Bible moves to emphasize this. Proverbs 21:1 says like this.
Proverbs
21,
verses 1.
Proverbs chapter 21, from verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers. He turns it wherever he wills. Verse
2.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But the Lord weighs the hearts.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. We say,
Proverbs
chapter 21, verses
1.
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wills. Verses 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But the Lord weighs the hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I pray God, He gives you of that authority. Everything may have seemed to be right, good in your eyes. Friends, the rest of the people. But it's time you're going to be reasoning with that person.
Respect.
Be able to give them respect. Be able to know the limit of friends. Read me Proverbs 17, the verse 9. We see. I want to finish that issue. Proverbs chapter 17, verses 9. He that covers over a transgression seeks love. But he that repeats a matter separates close friends. Now, friends, you're going to be covering on many things. Not everything seen wrong that to make you be hungered. But they have said these friends, they should have enemies. Out of them cometh those who speak many words. And they spoil this one love between
you.
But even the sixth, let's think of family planning. Family planning, when we speak of it, we speak of that giving birth. When we speak of the financial family planning, when we speak that of joy, how are we to give birth? How are we going to do our work business? How are we to have joy in this life? The Lord God commanded this king, the Isaiah 38, verses 1 and 2, to put his house in order. Isaiah chapter 38, from verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death.
Isaiah nabbi, mutabani wa Amozi.
And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him,
bwati bwayogera Mukama, nditeekateeka ennyumba yo, kubanga ogenda kufa, so togenda kulama.
Thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Yes. Don't wait time ahead. That when you will uncover the body to die, begin to set your house in order.
Family planning.
When we enter marriage, straight we begin on it. How many children are we to give
birth?
How are we to move with them? Financial family planning. How are we to progress in knowledge of God? Even in the riches of the world. Make your plan how you will have joy and happiness. I would have taught many on that issue. But time is not enough. Don't wait when we shall reach when I'm about to die. To unclothe the body. Tell me, set my house in order. Brethren, one of the issues with most families which are not ordered. You didn't think of children you give birth to. You did think on your progress in the Lord, in the knowledge of God, in the progress physically.
Did you
think how your joy, happiness will move? Others don't plan for their joy.
Kati uruzo, yagala kusanyuka
na kuzuna. I think we rejoice all days.
Kwa mufetiri yagala bimonyeza na kuzuna.
As no one wants to be angered all days.
Na hiyo chote wako lina plan chigenda kuwa chitu.
Something you did plan for, how will it work for itself?
Bible says,
kuteka teka kwa mutima kugwa anira mutu. Preparation of man, of the heart is unto man.
Na hiyo kutukiriza kulikuwa mkama.
But fulfillment is of the Lord.
Mkama datugana kora family planning.
God does not refuse us to make family planning.
Usunga hivi ukuzara.
On the issue of giving birth.
Hivi mfuna.
Financial family planning. And how we shall have joy.
Hivi tuwabi sumakoda.
Those we studied long back.
Mkama baribatu wada akadi.
When God give us time.
Kuli dan tuongeru ukumisoma.
Shall come back study more.
Echo musamvu.
The seventh.
Future yokusi.
The future on this world. Even the heavenly future.
Mujitu nori demoti.
How have you looked into it?
Sigena kuogera binji kusongia.
I'm not speak much on that issue.
Abantu abasinga.
Most people.
Future yabo tibanajito ikeyo kumisa.
Their future on earth they are not prepared.
Bulirucha.
But every day.
Eka future.
You prepare your future.
Weruencha.
That is the day.
Weruencha.
Is tomorrow.
Paka mubukade.
Till your old age.
Atimutegekenga mukakasa.
And prepare, improve.
Ulino yingira mfuture yo muguru.
You have entered a future of heaven that is eternal life.
Nandi batne sumisa binji kwecho.
I've taught many things on that.
Muchigambo cha katolo.
In the word of God.
Na ye butu watu wogera ku future.
But when we speak of future.
Bible yogera mike sura ya 10 na 14.
Bible speaks in Micah.
Katunda agena mumasu.
God moves on.
Okuchawa. Oboko nyigira musajja abo mukaziwe.
To hate a man who chases his wife.
Mukazi wenda gano
ye. The woman of his covenants. It means it's not involving chasing. You have to build the future how you live tomorrow. It's not that.
Stop
chasing each other. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 7,
27,
a woman is not accepted to divorce. But how shall we avoid issues of divorce we plan tomorrow? If we are here together, plan tomorrow, how shall we be together? And that to cause confusion among us. How have we prepared ourselves for them? Many got married when they are youthful. Most are no more here.
But they think
of their future on the earth as the married.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The other
Bible
ends in Mark
12:26
downwards. In heavens,
we
are not going to marry neither get
married,
but we could be like angels. I mean what? Of marriage, handle them well on earth for them to be here. Rejoice in it. Reach them to the end. Each as the Lord will take them. And you prove you enter heaven's
branches.
You reach there. You both.
Munenga wera munne webale kunkuuma
nga kunsi
webale kunwanirira
thank you for passion for me
webale kunkuuma nesta yenda
thank you for correcting me
kati singa tunulya future yokunsi
future
yo mugu
and that of heaven
utandiko bitambulira muliro
move by them today we are going to arrive
ekisimba yo kumpaji kusongeza omunana
on the 8 points
ya communication
it's evangelism communication. Communication is the umbrella governing all of them. Governing knowing your spouse. Governs caring of your spouse. Governs love.
Respect.
Respect. The position of friends. Governs family planning. Governs the future on earth and in heaven. Communication. You have to see communicate. Many married people frown when they're in their houses. But God too is wise. Bible says John 1:1. The beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The verse 2 says, He was at the beginning where there's God. And the verse 3 says, He was where God is. All things were made by Him. And without him, nothing was created.
Chigambo.
The word.
Don't
have my word communicated to people. The rest will not be done.
banange temusalanga ko
mpulisiganye. Don't cut off your communication.
Tugamba namunyigidde
lero tujja kuogera. I'm angered with you. I will not speak with you again.
Omuna amara wiki wakangasibye.
A week tough. They have frowned their face.
Ebyempuliziganya bibe bikulu nnyo.
Issue of communication should be very major.
Okwogerezeganya nga muli awaka.
Communicating when you're home. Communicating
to wagenzi.
Where they've gone.
To message message.
On the messages.
Banaite mujja wa communication.
Friends, don't take away communication.
Isonge bilisizi nyonyo.
Two issues I've not explained there.
Love at equilibrium. Omu kwano.
Love at equilibrium.
Nebo obuteyononesa na bakazi na basatu.
Don't to defile yourself with men or women.
Okusobola okubira ne Katonde nakusoma.
Able be with God forever.
Obintu bide bagambe mbu osobola okozesa enkola eyokwegadanga endala.
In the things they are
okozesa ebitundu ebyali mwa.
Use other parts for other functions in the sex act.
Ebyo mukama tabiki.
That God does not allow them.
Okama abampeero mukisa.
May God bless you.
Tuli bayita mu lukungana ne tubisoma
byo. We shall call you in a conference, we study all of them.
Katulindireme parts zisidda.
I wait for the parts to come.